Now, in order to find the mischief makers, who may be 0.001%,
you are and passing, make an example of them.
You are passing a law that will impact 99.999% who are innocent.
It will really curb free speech, right?
Yeah.
Fear, it like it will become a cloud of fear.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, what's up? Welcome back.
What's up? Hey, Hussein, welcome back.
Let's, thank you.
Get into this juicy topic.
Let's get in. Yeah, great find. We were struggling actually to look for topics, and this has come in as a savior.
Let's hope.
Let's not count our chickens before they hatch.
I feel a little out of my depth here, to be honest.
Yeah, but you know, as users.
As user.
Ultimately, your opinion matters, no? Because you are the user of the service.
Yes, yeah? Absolutely. Great point.
Thank you. So, headline reads, WhatsApp to Delhi High Court will shut down India operations if forced to break encryption. Now, in an ongoing hearing at the Delhi High Court, Meta-owned WhatsApp told the court that it would effectively cease operations in India if it is forced to compromise message encryption. The platform emphasized that end-to-end encryption is at the core of its services and safeguards user privacy by ensuring that only the sender and recipient can access message content.
Wow.
As a platform, we are saying, if we are told to break encryption, then WhatsApp goes.
Wow.
Said Tejas Karia, who was appearing for WhatsApp.
Man, now, this makes them look and sound so good, so well worded.
Yeah. So, you know, it reminds me of the Apple story, you know, where there was a terrorism. The FBI or someone wanted Apple to unencrypt or break their phone.
Yeah.
And Apple, I think, took a stand. No, they took a stand.
I remember them taking a stand.
Huh?
But I think eventually in one case they had to give in. Because something like that sets a precedent.
Correct. Yeah. But so what I remember, again, I don't remember how that story concluded.
Hmm.
But I remember reading a headline where Apple had done something very similar.
Yeah.
They had said that we cannot, this is non-negotiable. Whatever the ask, we cannot compromise on user privacy.
Yeah, they did massive billboards also around that time.
Okay.
Because this was, I think, COVID, right?
I can't remember, man, when exactly. But this was a case. It was, again, like you said, a landmark case or something that had happened.
Right.
I think it was a terrorism-related thing where the FBI wanted Apple to crack the phone or unencrypt or whatever.
Right.
And it went to court. Apple was saying no. And then what I remember is this headline that Apple denies FBI or something like that.
Yeah, so this is very similar.
Very similar.
Only it's not California, it's India.
Yeah, and it is not a terrorism case. It is the public at large.
There is no terrorism case. In fact, it is...
Yeah.
Why does the... This is an interesting question. Maybe it's too early.
Hmm.
There, the FBI wanted it because the terrorists were the...
A specific case.
Ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, why are we asking?
Yeah.
But let's find out.
Let's find out.
Context setting.
Yeah, so now he underscored... So this Tejas Karia, who appeared for WhatsApp, he underscored that people choose WhatsApp for its robust privacy features. With over 400 million users, India stands as WhatsApp's largest market. 400 million users in India, man. Wow. Okay.
That's
so,
mass. Oh my. That's a lot.
That's more than the US population. No?
Yeah.
US crazy. Population, I think last was around 300-ish million. I don't remember.
But yeah, I don't know the exact number, but yeah, sounds right.
So Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg previously lauded India's adoption of messaging technologies during a virtual address at Meta's annual event last year. India is a country that's at the forefront. You're leading the world in terms of how people and businesses have embraced messaging, he had said. WhatsApp and its parent company Meta are challenging the information technology into brackets, intermediary guidelines and digital media ethics code, close bracket, rules 2021, which mandate the tracing of chats and identification of original messengers. Okay, so that is the genesis of this debate, I think.
Right.
Yeah, so these guidelines or rules, they apparently mandate the tracing of chats and identification of original messengers, and WhatsApp and Meta are challenging it. So the companies arguing against the IT rules 2021 argue that these rules undermine encryption, thus infringing upon user privacy guaranteed by the Indian constitution.
Right. So it wasn't somebody else coming and, filing a case. This is they have filed a case.
Yeah.
To protect
Suo Moto. Suo Moto is the...
I don't know if that is...
No. It sounds like the
I used
right
to pass
thing.
A law college on my way to work. And from that little bit, what I've picked up, let me share.
Suo Moto is not the right word. If Keshav, I wish I acquired knowledge just by passing institutions.
That would be a superpower, no? But what I meant is how much I've acquired.
Okay. So, okay. Anyway, now the messaging platform contends that the regulations not only compromise encryption, but also violate fundamental rights enshrined in Articles 14, 19 and 21 of the Indian Constitution.
Wow.
WhatsApp's legal representative emphasizes the absence of similar regulations globally, stressing the impracticality of storing vast amounts of decrypted messages for extended periods.
Right. You know, all this while I was thinking, wow, they're so for free speech and secrecy and privacy. Mm. Now I understand the real problem.
Yeah,
they're
it's
like,
cloud.
Sir, jagah nahi hai, sir.
Jagah nahi.
Drive full ho gaya.
But quickly to conclude, okay, before we jump in. So, on the other hand, Kirtiman Singh, representing the central government, defended the regulations, citing the necessity to trace message originators in the contemporary environment. The Delhi High Court has scheduled hearings for WhatsApp and Meta's petitions on August 14th, acknowledging that privacy rights are not absolute and require a delicate balance.
Nice.
End of story.
Great argument. Matlab, there is really two sides to the story, no?
Yeah.
But, because we do want to trace down miscreants.
I don't know, man. My view is that in any society, there will be mischief makers. Okay. Mm. Now, in order to find the mischief makers, who may be 0.001%.
You are and passing, make an example of them.
You are passing a law that will impact 99.999% who are innocent.
It will really curb free speech, right?
Yeah.
Fear it, like it will become a cloud of fear.
Yeah. So that is always the debate. No, that okay, understood that you want to do this to find that one person among the 100 million.
Yeah.
But why? What about the other 100 million minus one who are just living regular lives?
Very true. Because, you know, to counter the other side of the argument, which is we want to find out who these people are in case of mischief or rumor mongering, whatever the case may be. I think that technology, like people of the police are already doing that kind of tracing work.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is find the group admin. From the group admin, you figure out through the chat history. You don't need this kind of chat recovery.
Hmm.
I think this comes into question when it is old.
Okay, when the group is deleted or...
When the group is deleted or it's gone beyond everybody's archive, you know, backups, that kind of age. So maybe new responsibilities can come in for admins.
Yeah. And I remember sometime when the Babri Masjid verdict was about to be announced.
Right.
I remember there were lots of articles floating around warning group admins, WhatsApp group admins, that you will be held responsible for any bhadkau material or bhadkau
very
posts.
Very true, very true. And this is such an important thing in the society today, right? That earlier such a role didn't exist.
Yeah.
But today this role has been created.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long you can expect group admins to keep this kind of chat stuff. Because suddenly it's their private space, their private backup, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But what I think
No, so and many times group admins, you are made an admin without your consent. So
That's also there.
I know WhatsApp has a feature to make everyone admin on the group.
Yeah. So, sab log jayenge.
You're just sitting, chilling.
I was sleeping. I took a nap. I woke up. I was in jail. Because I was made group admin. Somebody made fun of somebody, something they shouldn't have.
They left the group.
They left the group. I was left alone. I opened the doors. The cops. Great short film. Satire on this subject. Amazing.
So yeah, you know, we are laughing, but there may be a universe where this happens.
Yes, and it is so true, right? Somebody is getting screwed over for this kind of stuff somewhere.
Yeah. So So my submission to you is that group admin pe responsibility mat rakho. It's not a fair point.
But you know what I was trying to come into at was our goal should be to look for ideas outside of the option of decryption.
Yeah, fair enough. Because we don't want to compromise society's privacy.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's we're
same page.
Same page. Yeah. Super. Yeah.
So we are on the same group.
Yeah, listeners should know this. We are on a 2-person group. And the reason we have a 2-person group is also quite interesting. We want all our podcast related conversations.
Yeah. Together. Correct. To be separate from our personal space.
We compartmentalize.
Chats. Yes, yes. And WhatsApp allows us to do that. It's great.
It's great. Now, tomorrow, imagine if the court of law comes and says, ye wala batao. And then maybe we're not comfortable revealing the personal chat.
Yeah. Because jo group chat pe hai, podcast pe hai, which is, it's as good as public information, I feel.
Yeah.
No, our personal chats are more personal than personal. This group.
So then, does that mean there's a responsibility? Like, you know, in your heads, you treat a group chat as a... Individually, you become more responsible.
I feel straight up. Yes. Yeah, that should be the case.
That's though, the shift in perception this order can bring.
Yeah, yeah. So then, though, my question is, Keshav, see, it's not always a group that causes mischief. Okay, like if someone's planning a terrorist activity, what DMPV they can plan? No, it's unlikely that it will be broadcasted on a group.
No, so I think that's a great argument point. Yes, I agree. But I think here we're talking about wildfires.
Okay.
With gossip, rumor mongering, hate.
So then is it fair to say that we want to solve group behavior?
I don't, somehow I jumped to that, but am I missing like a big thing?
Yeah, I feel, see, mischief makers
are going to
cause mischief in groups or in DMs. The objective is you want to trace back the originator of that message, right? Now,
yeah,
if individually, suppose I send the same message to 10 people on their DMs,
yeah,
I can still spread chaos. I can still cause mischief.
No, but your scale, your scale has been reduced.
I agree, but to harmful activities often don't need that kind of scale at a digital level, right?
I feel this is where I disagree. I feel like there is a scale at operation here.
Okay.
So there is a sort of a factory setup for hate.
Yeah.
Which works on at a very sort of pyramid type thing.
Hmm.
So there are hundreds of IT cell workers, then they'll have another 100 below them, and then it's like an army.
Correct.
So if you want to check that kind of factory-led work,
okay,
this is the opportunity, right?
Okay, so you're going for that. I thought we are going
given the context, because somewhere in the article it said given the certain climate or context or something like that.
Yes. Okay. So, okay, that makes sense. I was going for the US terrorist kind of instances.
Got it. Yeah. So, I think that's where we are different. Our cases are very different.
Hmm.
That case was about the state seeking information. Here, the state has already sought some power, and WhatsApp and Meta want to not give them that power.
Hmm.
Or rather not give that information.
Okay, so where do we go, man, with this? What do we want to achieve? I have a simple basic question, okay, Keshav? And I kind of disagree with one part of the article. When I read it, I started kind of laughing.
Your eyes were rolling.
Yeah. Now, in there's a statement which said he underscored that people choose WhatsApp for its robust privacy features.
Okay.
Have you ever gone to WhatsApp and thought to yourself that, man, this is such a private service. I know that I'm comfortable that my chats are not going to be misused or whatever. And why I ask this question is because I have never thought that. I have always used it because it's convenient, it's fast, everyone is on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I know at the back of my mind that it is not an unsafe platform, but I do not go to it because, arre wah, privacy kya mast hai.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've never had that thought about privacy.
That means you're not going to it because it's so secure and all, no?
It's a lot of lack. It's what the world is doing.
Doing.
Simple.
Exactly.
I mean, if I had to choose, then I would choose what, you know, sometimes techies say, like stuff like Signal or Telegram is safer or better. And then I don't want to be the odd, weirdo insisting that everybody switch.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I would stop chatting with you, Keshav, if you move to Telegram.
Google Doc chat.
So that's my point, okay?
Yeah.
Being a little realistic,
yeah,
I feel like if tomorrow WhatsApp would just change its policy and say, they flash those new terms and services. No one cares about it. People accept and move on.
Yeah.
I'm saying that 400 million ka 399 million bhi nahi hone wala hai. 400 million hi rahega.
If
they agree to whatever the government is saying, if they change their terms.
Oh.
Anyway, their terms, I am sure, are very, very... our privacy is screwed, right?
Anyway, it's screwed.
Anyway, it is screwed.
Which is what the center told the court, apparently. There's another article here I found.
Okay.
Which is the other article. This line was really nice, so it stuck with me.
Hmm.
So, it said the center told the Delhi High Court that WhatsApp and Facebook, which monetizes users' information for business or commercial purposes, are not legally entitled to claim that protects user privacy.
Beautiful. I feel one they deserve that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They deserve that, man.
That's crazy. So now they don't sound as
righteous.
As yeah. righteous like they did at the start of the episode.
It is in, so that's what I'm saying. It yeah. is in their interest that they are saying this. They are not some
Dudh ka dula.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've still not, what is the problem statement, no?
I feel there is no problem. I feel...
There is no problem.
Ladne do ye dono ko.
Beautiful, man. See, this is experience and wisdom speaking. You should know when there is a problem. I say you can't keep solving everything. Oh, man. Yeah, ladne do. This is very smart PR, actually, to bring this in around election time.
Yeah. And for Meta and WhatsApp, you know, yeah. it makes them look like, arey, dekho, yeah. we care so much.
Mm. We care so much.
But I'm glad that we have seen through this drama.
That we have seen through it.
Mm. Yeah. So, to conclude, okay, Keshav, I feel like, I don't think this is going to... See, one more inside thing that it's public information, but... Hmm. Meta is a shareholder in Reliance, right? A big shareholder, no?
In Jio specifically.
In Jio,
but
yeah.
The brand is Jio, but Reliance, you're right.
Reliance.
But that's the business equation.
Yeah. So I honestly don't think anything is going to happen which will negatively hurt Meta and
in
WhatsApp.
This regime, at least.
Yeah, yeah. So my prediction is ye so jayega, ye change ho jayega. Nothing is going to change.
Yeah.
And life will move on.
So nothing to worry. WhatsApp is not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
If anything, I was hoping at the beginning of this, to be honest, somewhere deep down, care, chalo, it'll be nice if there's like a mass migration.
Okay.
It'll be an interesting time.
Okay. To another platform.
To another platform, you know, where verbally everybody's like, haan, signal, winking and just... Some shit like that. That's
it's
a nice,
happened.
Fun cultural thing to go yeah. through, witness.
It so I have never participated in those movements.
No, but if like imagine WhatsApp had to leave the country tomorrow.
Oh, leave the country.
Like
okay.
We've experienced the brands
TikTok.
Have had to leave the country
yeah.
in the past.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh, yeah. If they leave, then yes.
But like you said, because of their Jio Mere Lal connection.
I don't think anything's gonna happen. So yeah, we'll continue living life.
Nothing changes.
Meanwhile,
Mark Zuckerberg continues to beef up and wear gold chains and want to fight MMA fights.
Yeah, that fight never happened, man. Elon Musk versus Mark. No?
I think we should host it, no, as India.
Yeah. It should have happened at the Ambani wedding.
At the Ambani wedding. Abhi bhi time hai. Pre-wedding events ho gaya. Wedding... Man, this is such a great idea. This should be the clause. Agar Twitter ko, I mean, Elon Musk wants to do anything with Tesla in India, akhada na aajao.
Anyway, Keshav, Ambani events are the melting pots. You know, like you see these weird combinations only
yes.
there.
Yes, you can't. So, any like you cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Like
so
Arab Sheikh
better?
And you know. I don't know, ex-US president together.
So what better venue than the Ambani wedding for Musk and Zuck cage fight?
Cage fight to death.
I feel, man, anyway they had cages at the pre-wedding, they should have done it there only.
There only. Missed opportunity, man.
So that's what the Ambani, they need to onboard us as their
event visualizer.
Execution tum kar lo,
we'll just give you a hot map. Not even a PDF file. Deliverables are just words. We won't even repeat ourselves, so listen very carefully.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this fun episode. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep telling your friends about us.
Yes, you can follow us on Spotify and Instagram at Far From Fact. And yes, most importantly, you can contribute on
to our wellness.
To our wellness, PayPal and UPI. Links are in the show notes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.